This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Anytime you want at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
And the three of us actually went to the State House today with J.P. Freeman from Cop Block and James Cleveland, our other Monday night co-host, to testify on a wiretapping bill. We'll certainly be talking about that tonight because I thought it was a pretty interesting hearing. Of course, you're welcome to join us and discuss any issue you might like to talk about. There's also other interesting things in the news. Apparently, things are getting even more crazy in Venezuela. And, Daryl, I believe you have that story if you want to pull that one up. Everything, and then also online dating. And there's just a lot to talk about. I'm curious, did you guys – I wasn't here last night, Daryl. Did you guys talk about the Dio situation with Cop Block?
We did not.
So, Dio Odalecki, the founder of Greater Cleveland Cop Block, the host of Cop Block Radio, was on trial for the last couple of days at the Parma, Ohio Justice Center. This according to CopBlock.org's Ademo Freeman, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live as well, but is currently not in New Hampshire, so we don't have him on the show at the moment. Would love to get him back. Anyway, he's been spending some time in Ohio down there. And so he went to observe this this particular trial, ended up getting kicked out of the trial as well. And sadly, Ohio is a place wherein you cannot record video in a courtroom, so we didn't get to see any of the actual court hearings.
Yeah. You know what I think? I think this is one of the things, like, why can't we record in the courtroom? I just realized, you know, I think it's a scam for the $25. Like, here in New Hampshire, we're allowed
$25?
The fee to get the audio. Get the official audio. Like, when I got the official audio transcript from James Cleveland's trial, Robin Hood, so he was being charged criminally for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I wanted to, I was allowed to bring a tape recorder in, as were you, Ian, but you couldn't, during certain persons, you had to turn the tape recorder off or you were not allowed to have it. But, you know, the audio is always recording, so you can always get it, but it's $25 for them to burn a CD.
The audio in court isn't always recording. The judge can mute the audio. Like, for instance, when the attorneys come up and they have a conference, you'll hear that the audio mutes on the speakers overhead in
yes.
the court, and at the same time on the recording, it will also mute.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, in federal court, you are absolutely not allowed to bring any photographic or recording devices.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so ridiculous. Like, whenever there's a famous trial, like the Timothy McVeigh trial or something, you have to have pictures, like the courtroom sketch artist.
That's all you get.
Like, other than the picture. And I think, like, this is utterly ridiculous. Why can't we, you know, have courtroom cameras so we can see what's going on? I mean, you're allowed to go there and see it with your own eyes.
That's
you have
right.
the right to a public trial, and you have the right to attend a public trial.
You can't even bring a phone into federal court.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You can, if you're an attorney, they'll let you do it. But otherwise, no.
So I'm
into it.
Looking at the rules in Ohio, and at least the Ohio Supreme Court does have a media request form that you can fill out and submit.
They didn't do that.
Well,
they'll
and
always
it has
deny
to be
it,
done
so.
Prior. No, they will not always deny it.
Well, if you or I were
well,
to fill it out, Daryl.
You don't live in Ohio.
If CNN fills it out, of course they're
going to
say,
if
okay.
If they're going to always deny it, they're not going to have a form.
Well, you know, I think maybe
well.
Right. Maybe they would be more likely to approve it for mainstream media. But regardless, the people who live in Ohio, who are the activists who should know these things, don't know it, and they don't think that they can. So no one had a video camera there. No one tried to get one in.
Yeah.
Both cases, in this case, he was arrested, and we'll tell you about that here, while he was cop-blocking, which is, in a lot of cases, involves recording the police, which we'll come back around to what we were doing in the State House today. Both cases involve First Amendment rights, like protesting unconstitutional government actions and filming the police, but instead upholding those rights, instead of, rather, upholding those rights, Judge Deanna O'Donnell denied them when she sentenced him to 240 days in jail. Before discussing how Odalecki was railroaded, let's look at the cases that brought him to court. The first stems from a June 13, 2014 interaction where Odalecki was cop-blocking a checkpoint in Parma. Odalecki was at the last intersection before the police checkpoint with a sign warning drivers about the upcoming police restrictions on on free travel. Parma police officer James Manzo approached Odalecki and stated that informing the motorist to, quote, turn now, unquote, was obstructing police business. Of course, Odalecki disagreed and refused to stop warning drivers of the checkpoint. For his refusal, he was issued a charge of obstructing justice, and the police confiscated the sign.
So, yes, like, this is the thing, because, you know, this whole thing is, like, I would say, well, you know, this is a silly case. Like, even if, goodness gracious, I mean, the legal analysis is so complicated. We don't even know what we can say in this country anymore. It's getting so that you can't even make a joke or make fun of the police without them arresting you. So, you know, we're at a kind of a dangerous point in this country where we really have to start making fun of the government so that they, you know, that's the thing I love about it. When you make fun of the government, they really don't know how to react because they're used to either dealing with people with anger or fear. You know, when they
a lot of times they get mad. I mean, they will lash out if you make fun of them.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole point because you're like, you know, when you see like, oh, well, you know, I'm obviously trying to get you to laugh. I'm just making, you know, light humor and you're getting mad. I mean, you stand a much better chance if you're at trial and you have some comedy bit that you could be like, well, ladies and gentlemen, I was, you know, I'm trying to think how I would do this myself if I was going to go out there trying not to get arrested. So I know some activists, that's their whole point. They want to go out and get arrested, but they don't think about the public relations issue, like how they're going to look in front of a jury of 12 common Joes.
Well, I don't think that Dio wants to get arrested in this particular case. He wants to exercise his rights.
Right.
He wants to help people get out of this checkpoint and retain their rights as well. And this is something that people have done, for instance, here in New Hampshire, in Manchester. There have been a number of these DUI checkpoint operations, which have involved as many as 3 or 4 dozen activists going out there late at night, you know, 10 to 2 in the morning, and holding very similar signs like, hey, turn here, DUI checkpoint ahead. And they have not been threatened and harassed and arrested in this way. And I suspect it's because they're not alone. That's probably factor number one, is that if you are alone, the lone wolf cop block activist standing on the corner with your sign trying to help people out, that's when the cops, who are nothing more in this case than bullies, are going to zero in on you and pick on you and possibly put you in handcuffs.
Yes. Well, they're trained to gain compliance. I mean, they like want to see compliance. And, of course, there is a human psychology factor. You'll always notice it's 5 cops to 1 guy.
Sure.
And anytime there's 2 of you, then they'll get 10 cops to 2 guys. So they'll always make sure that there's like a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio to number of suspects. And the police, if you really want to make them go haywire, have a bunch of your friends, like you have 50 of you and like 10 of them, and then they get really, you know, it's really fun to watch. And like, no, don't be violent or threaten them. They just get really uncomfortable when there's more of you than there are of them.
Yep, and, you know, just looking at the video, which I have not seen the full video of this arrest, it's 11 minutes long, and it's actually entitled Manzo's Revenge. So the title suggests that he's had other interactions with this officer in the past, and that this was his chance to get Dio back. And I am looking at him panning around here, and there's no evidence of any additional. There are other people at the checkpoint, but there's no evidence of anybody else standing around him during the time frame when he was being harassed by these police. I could be wrong, like I said, haven't watched the full thing. But that was his first arrest. So there's a second arrest as well, which was July 29th, 2015, when Odalecki stumbled across several Parma police officers at an intersection while on his way home. Curious as to what so many police officers were up to, he started to record, which should be your right. Once Odalecki crossed the street and officers noticed his presence, he was verbally and physically attacked by them. Even though Odalecki complied with their commands, sure, after a few choice words, to leave the immediate area, they still chose to arrest him and charge him with
disorderly conduct.
Yes, disorderly conduct and obstruction of justice and, here's a new one, interfering with a medical emergency. I love it when the police call recording interfering. It was actually suggested today at the hearing for the wiretapping bill that we'll talk about here in a little bit, that the recording shouldn't interfere with any given situation. By nature, a lens and a microphone collecting photons and sound waves does nothing whatsoever to interfere with any situation at all. What happens that causes the interference is when the police flip out and then go and arrest somebody for it.
Going back to the MyVeg and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. free here, and you can join us. We're talking about the arrest of Dio. He is one of the cop blockers, fairly well known. He does cop block radio, and unfortunately won't be doing that for the next few hundred days. He's been sentenced to 240 days in jail on various different nonviolent peaceful activist charges, obstructing justice and disorderly conduct and another obstruction of justice and interfering with a medical emergency because he simply wanted to record the Parma, Ohio police in the streets. As we continue in the studio here, you've got Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So we're sharing with you the story from copblock.org, and we will continue analysis throughout here. He was arrested on two different occasions, one outside of a DUI checkpoint, where he was holding up a sign instructing people to or suggesting that they turn now to avoid said checkpoint, and another one he just simply saw some police doing something somewhere, and just out of curiosity, he comes over with a video camera. And then even though he backed away, and as the police had requested, they still went ahead and arrested him because they can.
So, by the way, if you're going to do this, you know, you have to emotionally steel yourself. There always is a possibility. Anytime you're a boat rocker, you could be arrested. So don't go out cop blocking if you have a wife and family and are the sole breadwinner and your family's going to lose their house if you go to jail. And the second thing is you have to be very particular about the law. So, for example, we're getting ready to go up for Fat Stuff in Concord. That's this
local head shop.
Local head shop. They got raided by the DEA for selling drug paraphernalia. And, you know, the charges are completely trumped up. But that being said, there is a fine line between jury tampering, which is illegal, and lawful informing jurors of the punishment that a person could get. So, for example, the juries in the federal court system, they're not allowed to know that these head shop owners could get up to 20 years for money laundering. The people on the jury might say, oh, sure, they're guilty. They'll get like a year in jail, not knowing they could get 5, 10, right. 15. So if you say to people going into the courthouse, to everybody, hey, did you know that if you're accused of money laundering, you can get up to 20 years in federal prison? And also, did you know that if you don't believe that a law is just, you can actually just vote not guilty? You don't have to follow the judge's instructions.
That's called jury nullification.
Jury nullification. And the courts have repeatedly held that saying that is not obstructing or tampering with the jury. You know, you have to reference a specific case. So we would have to say, hey, vote not guilty in Fat Stuff. That would be jury tampering.
That would be jury tampering, for sure.
If you said,
and the reverse would also be jury tampering.
But if
they
you
vote
said,
guilty.
Yeah, vote guilty, yes. But if you say, you know, hey, people shouldn't be thrown in jail for selling glassware in, you know, a shop, then that is an opinion that is perfectly protected within the First Amendment of the free speech. I'm not telling
they
you
to quit. They might still try to get you for tampering.
Oh, of course they might. But, you know, it's like, hey, I didn't say violate the law. I didn't say acquit them. I just said, in my opinion, people should not go to jail. And if I have a sign that says people shouldn't go to jail for selling glassware.
That's true.
I wonder if they would come out and harass you if you had a sign that said, follow the law. Just a sign that said, follow the law. Then every juror had to walk by.
Well, the problem is what the judge will say is that they have to follow the law as he instructs them. And so by saying follow the law, you really are kind of backing the judge.
By the way, what does this take? You took an oath. When you came in, you took an oath. And like they say it in like an ooh, you're supposed to all of a sudden check your conscience and common sense at the door.
Who takes an oath? What do you mean? The jurors?
The jurors. They always say, now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have to remind you that you might disagree with the law, but you took an oath.
Right. Jurors, like witnesses, are sworn in saying that, you know, I affirm that I will faithfully execute blah, 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 until death do us part.
Yeah.
All well, that good
apparently
stuff.
Apparently,
so
the part of the oath I disagree with this is where you have to check common sense at the door. So if there's a law that says, yeah, if you have a peanut butter sandwich, you get 50 years in jail. Now, I agree that, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't agree with the law, we work to change it. We just don't break it. So even though you disagree with the law, you need to find him guilty if you found he possessed a peanut butter sandwich in violation of 18 United States Code.
Your Honor, I contend that while, yes, there was peanut butter on the defendant's sandwich, it also had marshmallow fluff. So thus, that's not a peanut butter sandwich. It was a peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich. So therefore, not guilty.
This is why lawyers, we have a wonderful time in court, because we argue about the most ridiculous and absurd thing. And these poor jurors, like in James Cleveland's trial, that was the whole Robin Hooding disorderly conduct trial. Things like, what is a lawful order? What is a public space? What is a, you know, it's just like, what is disorderly conduct? I mean, we all kind of intuitively know what that is. But the judge is trying to explain it to these 12 average citizens of Keene. You can just see their eyes glazing over from all the legal parlance.
So there's a lot of different options for disorderly conduct. It's not a simple statute in any way, shape, or form. But let's get back into the case here. So Dio Odalecki from CopBlock.org arrested, now sentenced to 240 days in jail for basically engaging in what should be protected activity of recording police. The two interactions left Odalecki facing 240 days in jail for merely filming the police and for both obstruction charges. Excuse me, it's 90 days for both obstruction charges and 60 days for the disorderly and interfering charges. According to CopBlock.org's Ademo Freeman, even though in both cases Odalecki never approached the police, though it might seem like that on the second interaction, it's not the case because Odalecki would have had to have crossed the intersection to return home anyway and wasn't obnoxious until police started verbally and physically attacking him. Most people who watch these videos would agree that Odalecki's actions shouldn't require 240 days in jail, yet that's exactly what happened at the conclusion of the three-day trial this week. From the start of it, the cards were stacked against Odalecki. The state was granted a pretrial motion to remove Odalecki's mentions of Parma police misconduct that was stated in his videos. The judge granted this because it wasn't related to the case at hand, but in reality it was. If the police weren't violating people's rights, which leads to lawsuits, Odalecki wouldn't be out filming them. Also, the state... And that's a true statement. Yeah. If all we ever heard about the police was that they just were, we just arrested this murderer, we just arrested this rapist, we just found this arsonist, and if that's all you ever heard about the police doing, CopBlock would be completely impotent. They never would have become an international sensation, this sort of phenomenon that CopBlock has become over the last half of a decade. The popularity of CopBlock has been incredible, and that's because the police are notorious for harassing peaceful, innocent people who've never harmed anyone else. The police are making enemies.
And minorities, too.
They go after poor people more so than anything else. Yeah. And black people are more likely to be poor, and so they target them. If the police were behaving, if the police were being good little boys and actually going after real bad guys, then people would love them. People would not be afraid of them, and they certainly wouldn't be engaging in cop block activity.
So if you're going to go out cop blocking or film the police for any reason, always be like, do not, like, yes, constitutionally, I have free speech. I can go up and say, officer, I think you're a worthless scumbag. You cannot arrest me for expressing my opinion of you.
He can arrest you, but it should be thrown out.
It should be, and not only that, I should have grounds to sue him for false arrest. He should know that that is not a lawful arrest. But
and there's actually a case like that in New Hampshire right now. Yeah. So we're going to continue the discussion on what happened, because even though they wouldn't let Dio show the full arrest videos, they allowed the state to show the video they wanted to show. And we'll explain what that video contained here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us with your thoughts on cop blocking or whatever happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The deck was stacked against Dio Odalecki. He's one of the cop blockers from Parma, Ohio. He's actually the founder of Greater Cleveland Cop Block. Parma's a city of about 80,000 people, so not the biggest metro, and its odds are good that these cops know Dio and they know him well because he's a cop blocker. He's on the streets, and there's only so many cop blockers in town, so you know they were probably gunning for him. They probably had it out for him, and this was their chance. They saw to go ahead and snatch him up. And
I think you're giving way too much credit to a small town police department.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I just can't see like a small town police department, even like cop block. Oh my God, they're coming to my.
I wouldn't consider 80,000 people to be a small town.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a suburb of Cleveland. It's 26 miles, or it's 11 miles outside of Cleveland.
You know, if gambling weren't illegal in the state of New Hampshire, I think it would be fun to have a friendly wager if we just called up the police department and said, did you know who this guy was before you arrested him? Like, did you know what cop block was? Like, were you gunning for him, or did you? And I'd assume, yeah, that wouldn't be work because you'd assume they'd be honest, but I'd be like, you know, were you looking for him that night, or
No, it wasn't that they were looking for him, but when he approached them and he was, I don't know if he was alone in both of the circumstances, but it sure looks like he was alone in the first one, and he wasn't approaching in the first one. He was approached by the police. Mm. They saw him and they said, all right, let's get this guy. And we know that they do this stuff. You know, we've heard police plotting with one another. There was a video from Pete Eyre, who was a cop blocker, who caught the police unaware when they thought they'd turned off his recording device. They brought the recording device that they'd confiscated from Pete back into his car. This was in California.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
And this happened to another activist as well, I believe in Connecticut. And anyway, the police thought that they were all alone in their cruiser and were talking with one another and basically plotting to run him up the flagpole. And
actually, wasn't that the one where he said, oh, God, what is this? Oh, God, an anarchist?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. They found some of his, or they had
They're
some
like,
of his
oh, my God, it's flyers. An anarchist.
So yeah, I mean, these cops are definitely interested in arresting people who are, in their opinion, harassing them. They don't like their business to be interfered with. And, of course, they use the term business, but it shouldn't be used with what they do.
Well, customer service leaves much to be desired.
Exactly.
Well, if you're going to go out there and film the police, and, you know, if you're going to be in the situation, of course, my advice is always remember you're on a stage and in front of you is 12 citizens of the jury. And
that's a good way to look at it.
You always want to be on behavior. Like, what would 12 average Joes think of your behavior? So, yes, as I said before, I have a legal right to go up and say, officer, screw you. I hate your guts. But an average Joe is going to look at that and say, you know, you kind of were asking for it when he arrested you. So you want to have a situation where,
even though you were fully within your rights.
Yes, even though you were fully within your rights, your average citizen, because they were educated in public schools, they think freedom of speech means you have the right to say agreeable speech, that you're perfectly free to say things that everyone agrees with.
How's the weather today,
yes,
sir?
Yes, like that's perfectly okay. But if I were to say Muslims need to go to hell, we need to have a law against that kind of stuff.
You know what you ought to look into, TJ, is the case of Benjamin and Russell. I think it's Russell's name, Bartholomew. The Bartholomew brothers, who are listeners of this show, and they were arrested in California for basically holding a taxes equals theft sign up on an overpass and wearing V for Vendetta masks. They were arrested by the police and then gone. They went to court, and in court, they were convicted by a jury of their so-called peers, even though these are like... These are Boy Scouts, literally Boy Scouts. They've got the, what's the highest?
Eagle Scout.
Eagle Scout. They've got the Eagle Scout honor. I mean, these guys are like, you know, the best
Dang, good for them.
Boys that you can possibly
They're
imagine.
They're literally Boy Scouts.
Yes. And so they did not behave in the way that you were talking about, right? Like being rude or whatever to the police. They just simply stood up for their rights. And the jury found them guilty. And it was interesting that afterwards they were interviewed by the news media. One of the jurors, at least one, was interviewed and gave their perspective on why they convicted him of this crime, and which I'm sorry, I forget the exact charge, disorderly or some other catch-all like that. Why did they convict them when, even though the law said that it should not be, like, it was basically in the law that they shouldn't be found guilty of this. Like, why did they go ahead and convict them? The reason why they did it was because they didn't do what the police asked them to do, which was to remove their masks immediately and identify themselves. That's what they got arrested for ultimately.
Right, because I think California is one of those places to where it's illegal to be in public with your face covered. Mask.
But that's not what they were charged with, if I'm recalling correctly. It was something else. And and so they didn't identify themselves. And so because they didn't cooperate completely with the police, the jury just decided to convict them of a charge that had nothing to do with what the facts of the case were. And it was all about obedience. So sometimes, CJ, no matter how obedient you appear to be or how nice that you are with the police.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing.
You'll still get convicted.
You should always, if you're going to go, if you want to sue the police for false arrest and make a public statement, you want to do so in a way that is consistent with, like, the goals of Martin Luther King. He was like, don't fight back. Don't be hateful. Let them beat you. And
I agreed with don't be hateful. I think this is one of the things that I learned, that I changed in my time doing cop blocking, moving to New Hampshire. I was angry.
And it's hard not to be angry when these thugs are, like, beating the crap out of you.
And they're hurting your friends. Yeah. And they're arresting
And threatening your parents.
People.
Like, now, if you don't plead guilty, Ian, we're going to have to come after your mama because we know she's somehow involved in this. So, yeah, the police will threaten your family.
But being able to connect with the police on a human level here in Keene, I think, helped me. because I realize that they're not necessarily monsters and that they are people and they have feelings and they have issues and problems just like all the rest of us do. And so coming at it from that perspective of these are just people, too, doing a job, they're doing something I disagree with, and I still will let them know when I disagree with what they're doing, but I'm never like overtly mean. I don't call them names, and I've definitely shifted. And I think a lot of cop blockers are still in the angry phase because they're where they are. They're alone. Sometimes they're like the only cop blocker where they live, or like one of two. And so it's easy for if all you have is just a little bit of support for the whole support structure to be just sort of poisoned by anger, and that comes out in the streets and then results in these arrests.
Yeah, anger will take it out of you. I mean, if you're a activist and you're angry, you're going to burn out pretty quickly.
Yeah,
it's just hard to maintain anger. I prefer to laugh and just go, well, every time I think this is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen, somehow the police or the prosecution or the government will come up with something even more ridiculous. And so I love the fact that I can't even make fun of the government. I will propose something absurd, and invariably the government will come up with a proposal that is even more absurd than what I've proposed. So, you know, I try to laugh anytime I, you know, you have a choice. You can either get angry, you can cry, or you can laugh. And I prefer to laugh when I see the government doing something wrong.
So according to Adamo Freeman, who was there to observe a good chunk of the trial before the court judge kicked him out, he says the fix was in right from the beginning. They would not allow Dio Odalecki to show video, the full video of his arrest. It's an 11-minute video in the first instance, and then in the second instance is a 3-minute video of his peaceful arrest where he was just simply trying to record the police. So they would not let him show the full video, objecting to it on the claim that the video showed things that was not relevant to the trial. Specifically, the idea that, just trying to find the actual location here, that according to the story here at copblock.org, Odalecki wouldn't, I've totally lost my place. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get back into that. We've got Adam on the line in, I don't know where. You're calling from Skype. Adam, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Just calling in.
Well, that's not how radio works. Usually you have to have a reason to call into the show. So why did you call us tonight?
Well, if I had to mention one thing, it would be I don't like what I heard a little bit earlier from the guy in the red there about the jury.
What about it? This is the first time someone has not liked me, besides when I worked for the government. They all hated me as well.
That's
so.
TJ, who's here. So what was it that TJ said that you didn't like?
Well, it wasn't accurate. Something to the effect of the jury... I don't exactly know.
Are
something
you
else
on
that
pot,
helps,
sir? You know, your memory.
Something else that helps is taking notes when you call into the talk radio shows that you want to discuss. If you want, we'll try to collect your thoughts. We'll give you one more shot at it. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Average weight loss in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about the fix being in on the trial of Dio Odalenki. He's an Ohio cop blocker, and I have found the appropriate point in the article and have marked it, so we'll get back into that here in a moment. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
You know, the internet was meant to be used anonymously if you want, and without oversight, but many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN is working hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. We're going to Skype, or back to Skype, rather, where Adam is on the line. Adam, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada, Maritimes.
Canada.
Oh,
so welcome.
Canada.
It sounds like your first time calling talk radio, and it was kind of harsh in the last round. You weren't really sure what you were going to be talking about. So you were upset about TJ as something he said about jury nullification, but you, or at least something about what the jury
let's
had
hear his,
to do in
let's
the
hear his critique.
Were
I'm
you,
anxious
were
to
you
hear
able
his
to determine what it was that was so offensive?
I wasn't too offended, but I don't like hearing misinformation. You
what
know?
Was the misinformation?
Yes, correct it.
Well, I I spent the last, 2 minutes killing myself trying to figure out exactly what you said, but to what effect it was something about the role of the jury, and I think you said something about the jury interpreting the law.
Correct. They're according to the court, they are considered what's called the trier of fact. So they're not allowed to consider the sentence that could be imposed in federal court. So I was inferring that in federal court,
it's true, in
the jury is not allowed to know or consider what prison sentence the defendants will get if they find the defendant guilty. They're saying the judge will say, here's the law. Guilty, not guilty. And then the jury will say guilty or not guilty. And then once the verdict of guilty is returned, the judge will issue a pre-sentencing memorandum. They'll dig into the guy's background, determine the extenuating and mitigating factors. And then the judge will use the uniform sentencing guidelines to impose a sentence of a certain range. And then off to the federal prison they go. And so
that sounds pretty accurate to me. Did you feel like there was something inaccurate there?
Well, that's not what I heard exactly the first time around.
Yeah. Well, you see, the idea is that's what the judge and the federal court system and the U.S. Attorney's Office wants you to believe. Now, in the American jurisprudential system, so it's similar.
It is true that you're not allowed that you're not allowed to inform the jury of the potential
not in federal courts
or local courts. Yes. New Hampshire courts will not allow that to happen in the courtroom either. But that's why
there are ways to tap dance around it. So I'll go into that later when it's more interesting. But
you're not supposed to.
So with jury nullification, you're actually the whole thing we're taught in public school is that you may disagree with the law, but you don't go around breaking it. You're supposed to work to amend to change the law. And jury nullification is the idea that sometimes legislators get out of hand and they pass unjust or unreasonable laws. And so if you disagree with the law and you say this law is stupid, it's immoral, it's not right, yes, the guy technically violated the law, but the punishment is way too harsh for the wrong he did, or he didn't do anything wrong at all, in my opinion. You vote not guilty, even though he's technically guilty. So a good example is if you're growing a medical marijuana for some medical condition you have, and the jury says, well, okay, technically you had a Schedule I controlled substance in your possession. You are guilty under federal law, but we think it's immoral to send people to prison for growing their own medicine. We don't care what the legislator says. Not guilty. And the thing is, if one person in the federal courts on the jury says not guilty, you have a hung jury.
Yep.
So unlike voting
juries
and local juries. So unlike voting, where I have to convince 51% of the population that I'm right to change the law, with jury nullification, I just have to convince one person out of 12 on average that this law is immoral or it shouldn't be illegal to do this.
Though that presumes you have the ability to explain jury nullification to the jurors, which in many places will get your case
the judge unhappy.
You'll get in trouble for that. So I feel like what he just said was very, very accurate. Adam, did you have any thoughts?
I don't know. Maybe it's different in Canada, but that's
what's it like in Canada?
The role of the jury, the way I was taught, it was just straightforward. The role of the jury is to determine guilt and nothing more.
Yes.
So the judge spends hours upon hours explaining the law up, down, sideways, left, right, everything. And it's up to the 12 angry men to go and figure out if the guy's guilty or not. Like, it's not a moral question. Like, if you don't agree with the law, you can't say not guilty.
So I'm not intimately familiar with the Canadian system.
Oh, I sure am.
But I suspect it is a Western judicial system, and so therefore jury nullification would apply there as well.
It actually goes back to the 1600s when in Great Britain some people were accused of practicing Quakerism, and the judge said, you better return a verdict of guilty. And the jury said, well, we don't think they need a permit to assemble. They have a right to practice the religion. So they all voted not guilty. And then the judge fined or imprisoned the jury for getting the wrong verdict. And it's a really fascinating case to show you how far we've come in a long time. But what I find interesting about Canada, so you have the Queen's or the Crown's prosecution, and there are two kinds of offenses, statutory offenses and indictable offenses. And what's interesting is, unlike the United States, where we have a statute of limitations on most crimes, except the really violent ones, in Canada, if you commit an indictable offense, like if I were to steal from Ian $20,000, they can come after me 50 years from now.
Wow. Okay.
So unlike unlike here in the United States, in Illinois where I'm from, if you commit a crime, you commit fraud or embezzlement, if they don't arrest you within 3 years After 3 years, you can say, yep, I did it. I'm totally guilty. And they cannot charge you because the statute of limitations has expired.
So a quick Google search here results in a Wikipedia article about jury nullification, which breaks it down by jurisdiction. And Canada has a section here. So I'm just going to share that because we've never had this question before. This has never been discussed on Free Talk Live. We talked about jury nullification a lot, but it's always under the idea of the United States system. So here's what Wikipedia has to say about it. Although extremely rare, and it's also pretty rare here in the U.S., jury nullification does occur in Canada. However, as the prosecution has powers to appeal the resulting acquittal, it lacks the finality found in the United States. That being said, the Crown cannot appeal on the grounds of an unreasonable conviction, but can only appeal on errors of law. So in R. versus Latimer, 2001, the Supreme Court discussed jury nullification and indicated it's a duty of the presiding justice to try to prevent it from occurring, which is generally what they'll do in the United States. They'll do almost everything they can to stop someone from explaining jury nullification in court because they don't want the jury to know about this power that they have. And it sounds like that they have that power in Canada. Perhaps the most famous cases of jury nullification in Canada were the various trials of Henry Morgenteller, who operated a private abortion clinic in violation of the criminal code. Repeated attempts at prosecuting him resulted in acquittals at jury trials in the 70s and 80s. In the 1988 Supreme Court case, a nullification was appealed all the way to the country's highest court, which struck down the law in question. And then they go on. The Supreme Court more recently issued a decision in 2006 in R. versus Krieger, which confirmed that juries in Canada have the power to refuse to apply the law when their consciences require that they do so. Within this decision, it is stated that, quote, juries are not entitled as a matter of right to refuse to apply the law, but they do have the power to do so when their consciences permit no other course. So, yes, you do have the right to nullify a jury. As a juror in Canada, I'd like to get your thoughts, Adam.
That's interesting. I took a high school course on it, you know. So maybe they just beat it into my head.
Yes, they did.
From what I heard, that was the only way.
Yeah, of course. In high school, they tell you, they give you the state's version of things.
Maybe it's the conditioning, right?
It's just plain old propaganda. And I went to a law class in high school, too, and they didn't teach anything about the rights of the juror to nullify.
The police are your friend is a common thing they tell you. And let me tell you, what's the equivalent?
I just want to recommend something before we go on to hour number two for Adam. I'd like to recommend you check out the Fully Informed Jury Association. This is a great resource. It's probably going to be mostly U.S. focused, but it does focus on the idea of jury nullification, exactly what it is and how it works. And I would recommend going to FIJA.org, FIJA.org stands for the Fully Informed Jury Association. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Generally, if the court system is a so-called Western judicial system, the right to nullify, as my understanding, it does exist.
It's all part of British common law.
So toll-free number is 855-453. Even if the judge is saying to you that you have to do what he says, that's a lie. And this is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.